You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
According to a recent article from CNBC, the wealthy are prepping for tax increases now. And it's because government spending is soaring at both the state and federal levels, while revenues are dropping like a rock from the COVID-19 crisis. So this could only mean one thing for you. Monumental tax increases could be just around the corner. And that could be financially devastating for anyone planning on retiring anytime soon. Welcome to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show. As always, I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by my two business partners, Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And the wealthy understand just how deadly taxes can be. And that's why they do everything in their power to minimize their taxes. But here's something most Americans don't realize. Many of the strategies the wealthy use to save a fortune in taxes are also available to you. It's just they don't know that a lot of folks out there don't know that they exist, or they're simply not taking advantage of them. So coming up on today's show, Matt, myself, and Keith will share five tax planning strategies used by the wealthy that could help you save a small fortune in retirement, including the single most important key to saving money in taxes that most Americans ignore, the expiring tax loophole that could be a windfall of savings in retirement, plus an overlooked what's known as a stealth tax that could rob you of your hard-earned savings.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, Derek. I think, so many people are working right now. Well, hopefully they're working, obviously, yeah, with so much going on right now. But just more the idea that they're, plugging away for their retirement, taking advantage of 401ks and 403bs and IRAs. And they think, and sometimes people have this habit of thinking that, it's tax deferred. Oh, that means tax free. Or I get to, this is great. I'm socking all this money away.
Well, it should be better. It's better for me.
Right.
Because that's what the government tells me to do. And I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And
yeah,
I keep going.
Right. And then it just builds up this big, huge problem. I mean, there was a great, great article from ThinkAdvisor about how a third of retirement investors are not considering the effect of taxes. And there was a survey conducted that year by the Harris Poll that said that 35% of Americans who were retired or expected to retire in the next 10 years said that their planning had not taken into consideration how taxes would affect their income.
That is crazy.
I mean, because everything you've done while you're working is just building up towards retirement. And that's the, you have to have that as part of your planning.
Well, Matt, think about this. I'll go to Keith in a second, but people are worried about, I don't want to take that 20% loss in the market, right? Mm-hmm. But if tax rates go up 20%, it's every year.
Right.
That's like an annual 20% hit to your net bottom line on what you're, if you're withdrawing out of pre-tax accounts.
Yeah, well, yeah, and even, I know we're kind of stepping on Keith's toes, but just more the idea that, it's funny, I was talking to, a radio listener the other day, and so she's kind of thinking about whether or not to come on board and whatnot, and I was talking to her, and she was saying, well, we kind of like our advisor right now, he's done a, good job, and it's like, well, has he talked about tax planning? And it's like, no, he hasn't. It's like, well, he might have been able to get, her a couple extra percentage points, because obviously the market's been going up. Everyone's been doing a good job, I'd like to think. But if he's not accounting for taxes, then all he's doing is just, it's about what you make, not, it's what you keep, not what you make.
Exactly.
And that's what I was sitting down with a radio listener again last week, and they came on board and we were in our second meeting and we're going through the different strategies that we were going to employ for them. And their net income goal was about $120,000 a year. So I was showing them, hey, look, in order to get to that, we're going to probably need about $125,000 to account for state, federal taxes. You know, they had some deductions, things like that.
Wait, they had their goal was 120 net or gross?
120. I'm sorry, 100 net.
100 net. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so okay. My apologies. But yeah, if 100 net, they need about $120,000, $125,000. And then I did an example that showed that, and I kind of tweaked the numbers a little bit to show them the impact of a 7% tax increase, ooh, then a 10% tax increase. And when we started to look at these different numbers and why tax planning was so important, what we did is we mapped their retirement out to age 90, 95, and then 100, which some people laugh at, but you know what?
Oh, it's happening.
You
no,
know,
absolutely.
And we want to plan for that long term. We want to plan for that longevity. And what we noticed, and anyone out there, you know, this is why tax planning is so important, is the value of your portfolio, the how rapid your portfolio diminishes. If you're not doing this type of planning, it's kind of, you know, to them, it was kind of mind-boggling to see, you know, just that 7% increase or that 10% increase in taxes, how fast the money went away.
Well, think about it. If your success of having a good retirement, we measure it by when we do our planning, we give our clients a success rate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You have 100% but when taxes rates go up, that 100 goes to 90, goes to 80% unless you address the problem, right? It's like if you have an issue in your body and it keeps getting worse and worse,
yeah,
it's gonna get, you got to treat it as early as you can, like anything else. No, and same thing with taxes.
No, and that's absolutely. And I can't, you know, I guess I can't stress enough the fact that so many people are affected by this. You know, so many people have 401ks, have IRAs, have 403bs, and you know, everyone's just saying, you know, everyone's telling them, yeah, sock away as much as you can into this, you know, into this account. But you know, what we're saying is that, I mean, yeah, you might want to save, but what we're saying is that you have to be very mindful of that. Create things like tax diversification. Look
correct
into things like Roths and other ways. I mean, you need to really make sure and manage this problem because it could get out of hand.
Well, Matt, on to lead on this, exactly what you're saying, I read a recent article on Forbes, and it, you know, we're led to believe that when we retire, we're going to be in a lower tax bracket than when we're working. This is a common thought out there. But this might not be the case. We're at historically low tax rates now, but there may be a cloud forming on the horizon. So real quickly, let me lay out some facts. The federal deficit is at an all-time high of $23 trillion, and that was in December of 2019, and continues to rise. Interest rates are extremely low, and interest rates will start to climb, and the payments we make on our debt will go up. Just under 10% of the U.S. government's current budget goes toward interest payments on the national debt. Also, Social Security and Medicare costs are rising significantly with our aging population. 45% of tax revenue goes to these two programs alone. Also, Social Security trust fund reserves will be depleted in 2037, with them only being able to pay 76% of benefits owed. Medicare's trust fund is projected to be depleted in 2026. So like we continue to say, this isn't something we take lightly, folks. You can't just hope that things are going to work out. There's so many variables in retirement planning that have to be addressed beyond just investments, including taxes and many other things. Most people don't realize it, but taxes are lower now than they have been in over 40 years. And many tax experts, CPAs, and economists agree that taxes must go up. This could happen just as millions of baby boomers are retiring, and it could take a huge chunk of their IRA, 401k, Social Security benefits, and investment income. But I do have some good news for you. If you take advantage of simple tax planning strategies now, you could dramatically reduce or potentially eliminate these taxes in retirement. We want to show you how you can do this for your personal situation with our retirement tax analysis. In this free analysis, you'll learn the defensive tax planning strategies that could help you save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, with things like, with accounts like your IRA, 401k, also Social Security benefits, investment income, and more. Now, you might expect to pay thousands of dollars for a customized analysis like this. We're going to cover 100% of the cost for those who call today. If you've saved at least $250,000 in retirement assets, call to schedule this free analysis now at 508-952-6316. We talk about this all the time, but taxes in retirement, paying fewer taxes in retirement, I should say, is so important. There's more that you could do to help kids, grandkids, or whatever hobbies and adventures that you want to get into in retirement. Paying fewer taxes can help in those areas. So learn how much money in taxes you could save for your situation and by calling us right now and scheduling this review at 508-952-6316. 952 5086-6316. That's 508-952-6316. Do you have an IRA or 401k? Now, you want to think of this as being your money, right? But it's really a joint account between you and the IRS. We'll tell you why when we come back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. If you're wondering how recent events will change the way you need to plan for retirement, you're not alone. It doesn't have to be complicated. In the end, all you need to know is that your money is secure, it can grow, and that you'll have enough income to support your lifestyle later in life. So, why not join SHP Financial for a complimentary educational dinner at Strega Prime in Woburn on August 11th or 13th at 6 p.m. Events will have limited seating, as SHP is following and enforcing all sanitation and social distancing guidelines. Call 800-227-7777 or go to shpworkshops.com to register now. This is a chance to get your retirement questions answered and learn how SHP Financial's five-step retirement roadmap process can help you live out the retirement of your dreams. Don't miss SHP Financial at Strega Prime in Woburn on August 11th or 13th. Call 800-227-7777 or visit shpworkshops.com. If you could retire sooner, why wouldn't you? The professionals at SHP Financial focus on smart planning and execution. Their team is dedicated to helping you retire successfully while maintaining your current lifestyle. You can get started today by requesting a free audio version of their retirement roadmap book by texting SHP to 21000. That's SHP to 21000. Listen on the go, at the gym, or while you work. SHP's retirement roadmap book shows you how to create a comprehensive retirement plan focusing on five critical areas of your financial life: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and estate planning. Right now, you can get your free audio version of SHP's book by texting SHP to 21000. Just text SHP to 21000. That's SHP to 21000 to start listening and preparing for your retirement roadmap journey.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
All right, so how do they do it? How do the uber wealthy get away with paying fewer taxes than everyone else? How do they consistently keep more money in their pockets while we're shelling out thousands and thousands of dollars to Uncle Sam year after year? Welcome back to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And today we're talking about five tax planning strategies used by the wealthy that could help you save a small fortune in retirement. Coming up on this segment, how you could dramatically reduce or avoid paying taxes with your IRA, 401k, and other tax-deferred retirement accounts. So, Matt, I'll start with you here. One of the things that we see, it's one of those things, I think I've said this a million times, but if you gave me a dollar, since we opened the firm in 2003, for everyone that comes into our office and for the first time, and we say, hey, what's your plan? And they'll say, well, this is what we hear. We meet with my advisor once or twice a year. We go through, hey, we've made money, we've lost money, and that's our plan. And I say, well, what about all the other things that we have to consider about, like, what's your plan on how to withdraw from these tax accounts, pre-tax accounts? What are you taking taxes into consideration? And they'll look at me like sideways and say, we never really heard that before. So how important is that to make sure you have a plan when you're withdrawing from IRA and 401k monies?
Oh, I mean, it is so important. I mean, to say it's sort of, you know, make or break a retirement, I don't think is too strong.
No.
And, you know, and funny you were saying that too, Derek, because it's like, yeah, sometimes, you know, I'm a little mean when people come in, you know, just to kind of ask a question to prove a point, which is, all right, you know, Keith, Derek, you know, how much have you guys saved for retirement? And, you know, people will still say, I say a million, 1.5, 2 million, whatever it is, you know? And then I say, okay, great, that's good, you know, write down a little note. And then second question is, okay, how much taxes are you going to pay on that money? And then you sort of get this sort of clueless look like, I'm not sure. And it's like, oh, well, that right there, you know, you need to know what it's going to be and what your liability is, what your exposure is to current tax rates. But same as you're saying, Derek, you know, in the previous segment about where our, you know, deficit is and all the issues and all the spending that we've had to do with COVID, it's like taxes only have really one direction to go, which means that, you know, whatever number you may have had in your mind, if any of it is just sort of out the window, because we have to plan for it. I mean, even without what's happening right now, you need to be planning for it.
I mean, imagine like flying in a plane or something, and there's no dials, and you're in the fog, and you can't see anything. You're not going to be. That's a scary place to be. Same thing if you're in retirement or getting close to, and you're not even looking at the tax impact because you don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah,
and we're not saying this to like scare you. It's just. We don't care if you work with us or another firm, just make sure you have a plan. And this is what people always ask us, can you do this type of analysis? Can you show me how I can save on taxes or where my blind spots are that I wasn't thinking about? And the mm-hmm. answer is yes, we do customize tax analysis, which is going to be different for you. It's different than your neighbor, different from your coworker, because it depends on how your accounts are set up, but you have to know it.
But, and that's also why I was just so proud here of doing comprehensive financial planning, because everything's impacted by it. You know, so for example, actually to go back to that listener that I was talking about the previous segment, you know, another question for her was, okay, what about an income plan? Like, where are you going to draw money from, you know, when you retire? And so, you know, she was like, oh, well, you know, he hasn't really told me yet, or, you know, we'll figure it out along the way. And it's like, okay, not only are we unsure about what's going to happen to taxes, you know, if and when they go up, but also about, you need to know, you know, where you're going to be withdrawing the from, what you're going to liquidate, where your income sources are as well. And so they're all interrelated. And, yeah. and it's just the fact that there's a lack of that out there, which is why we do what we do every day.
And it's because people have saved the way that they've saved, right? You know what I mean? If you're saving, and that's the way we've been conditioned to save, in the 401ks, in the 403bs, in the IRAs, all pre-tax, and then all of a sudden you're retiring, it's like, whoa, you have this, like you said earlier, Matt, a basket, you know, of $1 million, $1.5 million, but you also have a business partner in that basket, and it's the federal government. The problem is that the goalpost moves on how much they want from it, because yeah. the tax laws
well,
can change.
Just, yeah, you should say that slower, because I think it's so important that, like, I know you just ripped through it because we're used to talking about this, but think about that. The goalposts move. So you have this account that's owned partly by you, partly by Uncle Sam. If you cash out your 401k or IRA or 403b right now,
and you have $1 million, you're not getting $1 million.
You're not keeping $1 million. At the highest tax rate that you hit, you're taxed at that level.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Keith said is right now the highest tax rate is like 37%, right, federally. What he's saying is, yeah, if you cash it all in right now, you might keep, you know, 67% and 33% or sorry, 63% is yours, 37% is Uncle Sam's. And that might seem like a lot, but in 5 years from now, that same situation, you might only keep 50% or 40%. We don't know where tax rates are going. Most people think they're going up. And that's why if you're going blindly, if you're just kind of letting time pass year in and year out without addressing this issue, this tax code as it stands right now expires in 2025. So now is your window, right, Keith, to do
Absolutely.
These things. And Matt, when we talk about tax diversification,
yep.
sounds cool, mm-hmm. but what does that actually mean and why is it important?
Okay, so for all of our listeners, there are basically three different types of sort of tax buckets. You have the tax-free bucket, you know, and things like Roth IRAs go in there. Certain forms of life insurance, you know, can go in there
sure.
as well. And when we're specifically talking about kind of like income taxes, estate taxes is a whole other segment, and we'll have sort of Attorney McManus on here at some point, you know, when we do to dig into that stuff. But so you have tax-free, again, things like Roth IRAs, you know, certain types of life insurances.
You take money out and there's no federal taxes.
Absolutely. No federal yep. no federal income taxes, and it just grows and grows and grows. And it's a wonderful thing. Depending on how it's invested, it
sure.
can be invested in a CD or it can be invested in a stock, but all the gains are tax-free. Then you have sort of like after-tax money, and that's like, you know, like a brokerage account, or, you know, you have taxes on the gains, or you'd have taxes if you sold a property, or if you sold a stock, you'd be subject to capital gains. So the gains are taxable in that type of world, but it's a whole other bucket that you need to
but
have.
Your principal is not. Like if you have $100,000 in the bank in a CD, The $100,000 is not taxable, but the 3% you earn, if it's after-tax dollars, is taxable.
Exactly, exactly. And then last but not least, you have the tax-deferred bucket. And this is what we're talking about all here. This is what's subject to the required minimum distributions. These are the IRAs, the 403Bs, the money that you wrote off on your taxes. You got a tax break when it went in there, but all you're doing is just sort of funding a future, you know, tax hit that you need to plan for.
And everything that comes out of that particular account, no matter when you take it out or what year, it's always fully taxable at your highest tax rate that you're currently in. If you have an IRA or 401k, you may think of this as being your money, naturally, but it's really a joint account between you and the IRS. And your retirement savings could end up being a fraction of what they are today unless you take advantage of some defensive tax planning strategies now. But here's some good news. There are ways that you could dramatically reduce or eliminate the taxes on your retirement accounts. And we want to show you how with a free, customized retirement tax analysis. This free analysis will show you the defensive tax planning strategies that could help you save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars with your IRA, 401k, pension, and other tax-deferred retirement accounts. Now, you might expect to pay thousands of dollars for a customized analysis like this. We're going to cover 100% of the cost for those that call today. If you've saved at least $250,000, call to schedule this free analysis now at 508-952-6316. Paying fewer taxes in retirement could help you do a lot more things. Things for your kids, your grandkids. It could help you buy that vacation home you've always dreamed about or enjoy more traveling. Learn how much money in taxes you could save. Call right now, 508-952-6316. 508-952-6316. What is the retirement stealth tax? We'll reveal the answer right after this break.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855 or capecodestateplanning.com.
If you're wondering how recent events will change the way you need to plan for retirement, you're not alone. It doesn't have to be complicated. In the end, all you need to know is that your money is secure, it can grow, and that you'll have enough income to support your lifestyle later in life. So, why not join SHP Financial for a complimentary educational dinner at Strega Prime in Woburn on August 11th or 13th at 6 p.m. Events will have limited seating, as SHP is following and enforcing all sanitation and social distancing guidelines. Call 800-227-7777 or go to shpworkshops.com to register now. This is a chance to get your retirement questions answered and learn how SHP Financial's five-step retirement roadmap process can help you live out the retirement of your dreams. Don't miss SHP Financial at Strega Prime in Woburn on August 11th or 13th. Call 800-227-7777 or visit shpworkshops.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So it's no secret that many of America's wealthiest individuals sometimes are in a lower tax rate. They might pay more taxes, but they might be also in a lower tax rate than even the middle class. But you might be surprised to learn that many of the strategies that help these wealthy folks save money in taxes are also available to you. Welcome back to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, presented by SHP Financial, with myself, Derek Gregoire, my two partners, Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And we've been talking today and continuing to talk about five tax planning strategies used by the ultra wealthy that could help you save a small fortune in retirement. So coming up on this segment, how you could avoid a stealth tax on your Social Security benefits. So to get back, you know, I'll go to you, Matt, first. In terms of Social Security, in general, once you trigger Social Security, how and when is that tax? Like, how is, what's the tax rates on Social Security benefits?
Yeah, and that's that, and that itself, by the way, Derek, that is the stealth tax. I mean, we're kind of, you know, we're grabbing that from an article by Retirement Watch, but it's considered a stealth tax because people, a lot of people don't realize that it is actually taxable.
Yeah.
You know, there was a, an article about how half of retirees say they paid income taxes on a portion of their Social Security benefit income for the 2019 tax year. So a lot of people just, they're paying it. They didn't know it. They had to pay it. So we're kind of labeling it the stealth tax because we really want people to know that it's going to show up on the bottom line.
Yep.
You know, and you need to be aware of it. And again, you know, make plans for it because it's sort of, there's a domino effect with all of these things, you know, whether it's Social Security or whether it's the things that we talked about in previous segments, like required minimum distributions and taking money out of your IRAs. But to go back to Social Security itself, you know, the question is, okay, how much of your Social Security income is taxable? It all depends on the amount of your benefits and other income, including tax-free interest on municipal bonds and certain other excludable amounts. Your benefits are included with other taxable income at the rate of 85%, 50%, or zero. Again, so let me repeat that.
So you're going to be in one of those three.
Right, yeah. So the tax, Social Security income is either going to be taxed at 85%, 50%, or zero. But it all depends on the steps you take to reduce your overall tax exposure.
So the good news is, no matter what, it's not 100% taxable.
Right. Yes. I'll take that. Yeah.
I think I'm on the bright side of things.
Small miracles.
And Keith, so that's an area that we always address because when you're putting together a comprehensive plan, or what we call the retirement roadmap, I would say that you're, you know, a lot of folks, you don't understand like the ramifications or what's the domino effect, right?
Correct.
One goes down, then everything goes down. The more income you have, the more you pay on Medicare taxes, the more Medicare surtax, the more Social Security tax. And the list goes on and on.
Right. And it's funny because a lot of folks will come in and visit with us. And I was meeting with someone 2 weeks ago from heard us on the radio show here. And I asked them what their plan was with required minimum distributions. Because that's something that a lot of people don't really have a plan for. They just kind of, you know, a lot of folks have the flexibility to just keep deferring, and then now at 72, because of the new law that passed, they're just going to start to take what the government forces them to take, and that could be, you know, a huge tax bomb for them down the road. Say, you know, because all you are is kicking the can down the road to potentially a significant, you know, could be a higher tax rate at that time, but now you, this required minimum distribution that you apparently probably, maybe you do, maybe you don't need it, you could raise your Social Security tax, could raise your Medicare tax. So it's so important to revisit your plan around how to take required minimum distributions. Should you start taking money out of your, you know, your IRA, your 401k earlier than required minimum distributions? Get ahead of that. A lot of times we come to the conclusion, depending on the situation, that could make sense for certain investors because we're in a lower, we believe right now we're in a lower tax environment.
Yeah, and it's all about sort of understanding how the tax codes work. It's like understanding, okay, Social Security comes in at 0, 50%, or 85%, okay? RMDs are required minimum distributions. When you are taking money out of those IRAs and 401ks and 403bs, those are 100% taxable, right? But okay, so on one hand you understand that, but then you take a look at sort of how we have a progressive tax system and how your marginal tax bracket, you know, it's like the 10%, the 12%, the 24%. Understanding that, okay, if we stay within this one bracket, if we don't go into the next bracket, what how does it raise our average? You know, because the marginal ends up being like sort of an average tax rate, and so it's like finding out how much you can move in a smart way, and if implemented implemented properly, you know, kind of, you know, as Keith was saying, like, get ahead of it. And, you know, but just be aware of are we getting into that new tax bracket? And as long as the needle's not moving, as long as the average, you know, the average taxes aren't going up like crazy, try to get as much as you can out of IRAs and 401ks and get them into Roths or after-tax dollars or whatever. Create more tax diversification.
Well, especially between now and 2025 to 2026, because right. I think after that, I don't know if we're going to have as many opportunities. We'll always look for tax planning opportunities with our clients, but that's one of the most underserved markets of financial planning, I think, is I don't know if it's number one, but that's pretty close to one of the top things we address with clients, is making sure we look for opportunities to reduce taxes. Now, when you're a 65, you're on Medicare. And your Medicare Part B premium usually comes out of your Social Security benefits. And so it's about $145 if you're in a reasonable income environment, if you make reasonable income. But the more you make, it can go up to like almost $500, I think is the top number per mm-hmm. month, per person. So the whole thing is, so if you're thinking about paying taxes now as opposed to later, and you're doing like Roth conversions and things like that, you might say, well, why would I do that? Because it's going to put me into a higher Medicare tax. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to pay higher Social Security tax. But when we do the analysis, we review these scenarios all the time for our clients. And we welcome you listening right now to have this review done for you. Because sometimes it could be a big make or break situation in retirement. I took on a recent client, and he was a surgeon. She was in real estate. And they had saved up about $4.5 million. And hard workers, great people. But one of the reasons they came to us was for tax planning. And they wanted a full plan like everyone else, but they also wanted to see what we could do from a tax planning perspective. And when you look at their situation, first off, just on a side note, they're paying like almost 2% in fees with their current advisor.
Ouch.
And when I said, would you, 2% on $4.5 million, you do the math. That's like $90,000 per year.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they said, you know, we got complacent. We were just busy working and raising families. We just didn't look at it enough. Now we've had time to look at it. But the other part, Matt and Keith, is they were paying that money, but they weren't, the only advice they were getting is just, here's investments, you know, which is good. Everyone needs an investment plan, and we provide that as well. But that was just the one piece of their whole plan, was just, here's mutual funds, bonds, stocks, annuities. See you next year. That's mm-hmm. you made money, you lost money. So we were able to build a plan for them. And in full disclosure, they're going to be paying more taxes now. They're going to be paying more on Medicare premiums for the next couple of years. But if we didn't do anything, once they hit age 72 and their required minimum distribution started hitting, mm-hmm. they were going to be paying that extra taxes and Medicare premiums
for the rest
of their lives.
Wow. Yeah.
So it's like, do we pay for an extra 5 years? And then by the time you're like 71... that goes down for the rest of your life? Or do we just act like Wile E. Coyote in the Roadrunner scene when he's sitting on the train and he's sitting there and he's in his house and the train's bearing down the tracks at him and he just stays there and pulls the shade down and takes the tax train head on, right? If you think about that, like, so that I know we're getting a little, you know, technical here, but the point is there's opportunities that exist right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put your head in the sand and hope things are going to get better and you hope tax rates are going to go down in the future, I just don't think that's a wise way of doing things.
Oh, absolutely. And I was going to say this real quick about how proud I am of the work we do, just in the sense of, you know, working with CPAs. So like, you know, before I came in here, I had an email from a client, and it was me, you know, the client and the client CPA. And we're all just kind of just strategizing what's the best way of doing it. You know, being aware of the Medicare surcharge, being aware of, you know, the Social Security taxes, being aware of all of these things, and just working as a team to really get that person into a better place, get them out of that type of tax situation, and just really make a difference for the future.
And that's not the norm, Matt, but it really should be. Have you made an average or above average income throughout your career? If so, many of the traditional rules for filing for Social Security don't apply to you. The traditional rules of thumb, like delaying your benefits as long as possible, could end up costing you a small fortune. And if you're wondering why, it's because when you consider the impact on taxes and Medicare premiums, the net-net could be a lot less money. We want to show you how you can get more income from Social Security with a customized Social Security analysis. This analysis will show you how you could get more income from Social Security while considering the impact it could have on your taxes, Medicare premiums, spousal benefits, and more. Some advisors charge hundreds of dollars for a customized analysis. We're going to cover 100% of the cost for the listeners who call us today. And if you've saved at least $250,000 and have not filed for Social Security, schedule your free customized analysis by calling 508-952-6316. Again, 508-952-6316. If you're seriously interested in how you can get more income from Social Security, there's so many ways to trigger, so many ways that you can apply, and so many time frames. Don't wait. Call 508-952-6316 now to schedule your free customized retirement Social Security analysis. Why are Americans rushing to convert their traditional IRAs and 401ks to a Roth? I'll tell you why right after this break.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Hi, I'm Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. To say the stock market has been like a roller coaster lately is an understatement. And if you feel like you've dodged a bullet now that the market is on an upswing, think again. SHP Financial is in business for times like these, and especially for those nearing or in retirement. We help our clients reduce their risk from market declines by focusing on asset protection, steady income, and ultimately their quality of life. So if you feel more confident about a substantial decline in the market than you do about your own retirement plan, call us at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777 for your complimentary retirement roadmap review, or visit us online at shpfinancial.com. Our goal is to find solutions that help our clients to retire with confidence.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
According to a recent article from CNBC, the wealthy are prepping for a tax increase, and they're doing it right now. This is what we've been talking about probably for the last 2 or 3 years here. But you might be surprised to learn this. Many of the strategies that the wealthy use to save funds and save money in retirement and taxes are also available to you. It's just that most people don't know they exist, or they're simply not taking advantage of them. Welcome back to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. Today, we're talking about five tax planning strategies used by the ultra wealthy that could help you save a small fortune in retirement. Coming up on this segment, why a Roth IRA could be your ticket to tax-free retirement, plus how the wealthy are taking advantage of tax loss harvesting. So, Keith and Matt, just to kind of a recap, we've talked about a few different areas of ways, you know, people are saving for taxes or trying to save for taxes and how the ultra wealthy do that, right? So, in the first segment, we got into, they're using tax planning to help them save with all, knowing that taxes are going up in the future. We talked a little bit about, they don't withdraw money from their IRA and 401k without a plan. That's a pretty big make sure you do type thing. They have strategies to minimize taxes, or at least have a plan to try to minimize taxes with their Social Security benefits. And number four is a lot of them use Roth conversions to avoid future taxation.
So, yeah, I mean, Roth conversion, I know we talk about it a lot, but I don't think you could ever, it's like I could always talk Roth conversions, yeah. Put it this way. If obviously it has to be the right situation. I mean, it's not something that everyone automatically it's going to benefit.
You should just run out and do it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you really have to implement it properly. And same as I was saying last segment about, working with CPAs, working with the type of tax analysis that we provide. I mean, a lot of work goes into it, but the whole concept is to take money that's in your IRAs or 403Bs or 401Ks, all that money that you got your tax breaks on. And what happens is that at age 72, whether you like it or not, you need to start taking out required minimum distributions in that year. And so what the concept of a Roth conversion is that upon retirement, or let's say in your 60s or 50s, or really at any point in time, again, if it's if the taxes work out in your benefit, you start to shift money from your IRAs and your 403Bs into a Roth. Now, a lot of people say, well, hey, Matt, you know, I think I make too much money, or whatever that may be, or I'm not working anymore. I can't do a Roth. And it's like, no, that's a Roth contribution.
Correct.
What we're talking about, again, is a Roth conversion, where you just, you're converting. And you have to pay taxes, obviously, on the amount that you convert, because, you know, that money is you've got that tax break way back when. But the concept is that I think I'm going to end up paying less taxes on it now, you know, or over the next couple of years, you know, rather than waiting until I'm age 72. Or I'd rather pay taxes on it now, because if it goes to my kids are high income earners, and I don't want them taking, you know, mm-hmm. the tax hit. And so, again, you have to be very careful with it. But in time, you know, using your, you know, the 60s, or, you know, in your 60s, wherever that may be, in time, if you can unwind all of your IRA dollars, you are in a income tax free land.
Matt, it's funny you said that, because I was dealing with a client last week, and, you know, we've been working with them for almost 10 years now, and we built them a plan 10 years ago. They're about to step into retirement. So we've been working on this for, you know, almost a decade to try to get them to this point. And one of their main goals was to leave money behind to the kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
So with the new law that passed at the end of last year, the Secure Act, and how the family had saved to that point, they were going to get punished if the parents passed. The kids were going to get punished because their kids were doing very well.
Right.
So what we're looking to do, like you said, is convert this over a period of time, because with the new Secure Act, whether it's a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA, when your kids inherit that money, the last dollar has to be out of that account in 10 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So let's say you're 85, you pass, your kids are in their high income earning years, maybe 50, 55 years old. Well, they could be that tax, you know, that tax windfall, or lack thereof, you know, they're going to get clobbered potentially from a tax perspective if the accounts aren't set up correctly. So this was a law, most of you might have heard it, but with COVID, it's kind of been put on the back burner.
Yeah, big time.
So a lot of people have been bringing that up, and I've been asked, and I always bring it up in meetings with folks, hey, did you know that this law passed? It changed the required minimum distribution. Yeah, that's kind of a big change, but I think the real big change is how our kids are going to inherit money.
And at 72, Keith, speaking of RMDs, required minimum distributions, once that funnel's turned on, if you don't do any planning, that funnel of taxable income is going to keep coming and coming. And so it's for your kids, but it's also for you listening right now. And like Matt mentioned earlier, you ask most people, how much have you saved in retirement? They can tell you that right off the top of their head. If you ask the same person, how much do you think you'll pay in taxes in retirement? You probably have no clue. And that's what we want to get ahead of. And so the final thing, Matt, what we want to get into is the ultra wealthy also take advantage of tax loss harvesting.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know we're kind of up against it, but tax loss harvesting is the selling of securities at a loss to offset a capital gains tax liability. Sometimes it's kind of referred to as tax loss selling. And so the whole idea is that, you know, at by the end of the year, if you have losses in particular stocks, now this is strictly only in after tax dollars, which goes back to doing tax diversification, because it kind of compounds on itself. But, you know, in your after-tax brokerage account, you can sell some of your losses, you know, harvest some of those losses to offset either that year's, you know, gains in that year, you know, that maybe you made some money, or future gains. So it's a great strategy that the uber wealthy do use.
If you have an IRA or 401k, you may think of this as being your money, naturally, but it's really a joint account between you and the IRS. And your retirement savings could end up being a fraction of what they are today unless you take advantage of some defensive tax planning strategies now. But here's some good news. There are ways that you could dramatically reduce or eliminate the taxes on your retirement accounts. And we want to show you how with a free, customized retirement tax analysis. This free analysis will show you the defensive tax planning strategies that could help you save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, with your IRA, 401k, pension, and other tax-deferred retirement accounts. Now, you might expect to pay thousands of dollars for a customized analysis like this. We're going to cover 100% of the cost for those that call today. If you've saved at least $250,000, Call to schedule this free analysis now at 508-952-6316. Paying fewer taxes in retirement could help you do a lot more things. Things for your kids, your grandkids. It could help you buy that vacation home you've always dreamed about or enjoy more traveling. Learn how much money in taxes you could save. Call right now, 508-952-6316, 508-952-6316. Stay tuned after the break, where we're going to leave you with our top few takeaways from everything we've talked about on today's show. You're not going to want to miss this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Everyone, except your retirement plan, seems to be getting a bailout. And every market drop only heightens your awareness of just how vulnerable you might be. There are no second chances at retirement, and what's taken you a lifetime to accumulate seems to be disappearing almost overnight. If you're ready to take back control, then start today by watching SHP Financial's complimentary webinar to learn what's happening, and more importantly, what you can do about it. Register online at shpworkshops.com and watch it right now. There are strategies you can put in place to help protect yourself from market volatility and to help protect your retirement income from market losses. Call SHP Financial for a complimentary phone or virtual meeting at 800-227-7777 or check out a webinar online at shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com.
For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So on this show, we've been talking about five tax planning strategies used by the ultra wealthy that could help you save money in retirement, right? And so on this show, we've gone through all these areas, but if you missed part of the show, you can listen to our podcast, which has this show and our previous shows. However you listen to your podcast, just go there, type in SHP Financial, and you'll find the Retirement Roadmap Show there. Another good resource for you, we have a lot of good articles, information on our website, which is shpfinancial.com. A lot of good content. Again, we started this company back in 2003, and we serve our clients, and we also want to give information to our listeners. And again, shpfinancial.com, a lot of good resources there for you to utilize. We always try to leave you with our top two or three takeaways from each show. So I'll start with you, Matt. What was your big takeaway today?
My big one was tax diversification. Creating tax diversification. I think, people know the term of investment diversification, which is, okay, I got to buy stocks and bonds. And I have to, kind of get a bunch of different things in the basket. I'd say the same is true in regards to taxes. I mean, I think one of the more difficult situations to manage is when a client comes in and they have just sort of a little bit in the bank, but then everything else is in 401ks. And they generally think like, hey, I'm in pretty good shape. And it's like, oh my goodness, all of your money is subject to income taxes. Mm-hmm. And we have no tax diversification. We have no flexibility if we suddenly need $50,000 for an emergency or whatever
it is.
It's
all taxable. That's it.
Correct. So you can start doing tax diversification at any point. This isn't just for retirees. This is for everybody to take advantage of and to begin to have money in different buckets so that in the future you're better off, whether it's future tax increases or flexibility on emergencies. So tax diversification is my one big takeaway.
Yeah. Going to Keith, and what I'll say though is everyone else is telling you to defer, defer, defer. We're telling you no, get ahead of this problem. Maybe pay some taxes now so that you can pay a lot less taxes down the road.
Yeah, and speaking of that, my big takeaway is we spent some time talking about required minimum distribution and having a plan around that. So many times folks will come in, I'll say, what is your plan? Or what is your plan that you have mapped out on how you plan on taking your required minimum distribution? Do you have a strategy around this, or are you just going to let it defer? And then at 72, sledgehammer over the head with a tax bill that's the size of who knows what. So a lot of times what we're telling folks is have a strategy to both minimize taxes now, but definitely in the future, because no matter what, at 72, you're going to have to start taking this money. And I said this earlier, the only thing you don't know is when you take that money is what tax rate you're going to pay. Because if you own an IRA, if you own a 401k, if you own a 403b, you have a business partner on those accounts and it's Uncle Sam. The problem is that with an act of Congress, the goalpost moves on the amount of taxes that you're going to be forced to pay on those distributions, which then has that trickle down effect or that domino effect on the overall portfolio and the longevity. So have a plan around required minimum distributions.
Yeah, and I think we talked about this earlier, but we're led to believe that when we retire, we're going to be in a lower tax bracket. But that is not always the case by a long shot. And if you look at some of the facts, right, let's look at where taxes are going. Look at the current state of our economy. Where is this tax revenue going to come? Where's the revenue going to come from, right? We ended last year at $23 trillion in debt. We've had all the stimulus packages that have added to that debt. We have interest rates very low. Social Security and Medicare costs are rising significantly with our aging population. And 45% of tax revenue goes to these two programs alone. Social Security and Medicare alone is about 45% of our tax revenue. So where do you think taxes are going? Now, the problem is most people we talk to know how much they've saved, but they don't know how much they're going to be paying in taxes in retirement. So what makes SHP different? Think of like a pizza, right? You cut it into pieces. Well, one of those pieces of a retirement plan is investment planning, stocks, bonds, mutual funds. But that's only one piece of the puzzle. At SHP Financial, we have a roadmap that, yeah, we do investment planning. That's part of our plan, but we also do income planning, healthcare planning, estate planning, investment planning, and finally, tax planning. And if you're avoiding this tax planning window, you're missing a huge boat and you're missing a huge potential benefit to your retirement. So we have some appointments available. We have, whether it's virtual or in person, but you have to take some time to give us a call. The number to do so is 508-952-6316 to get your complimentary retirement roadmap analysis that specifically looks at tax planning in retirement. What can be done from you? We have a window of opportunity that exists right now that's probably not going to be here past 2025 and maybe even before then. So call to get your complimentary review now at 508-952-6316. That's 508-952-6316. Have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll talk to you next week on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Examples and illustrations are for example purposes only, and individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and are only used for client meetings.